Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to The Shift. Here we are. This is Elizabeth Lindsay and my friend and co-host, Marilyn.
Hi, guys. Blessings to everyone.
Yes, blessings to everyone. This is Marilyn and my second show on Om Times Radio. And we're so excited to be here. And I just want to say, if you missed our first show, you can go to omtimesradio.com and you can listen to the archive. It is on demand, and I know they replay it internationally several times throughout the week. And I want to give a great big shout out to everyone who shared our post on social media. Marilyn and I really appreciate it and all your enthusiasm and support. And we got lots of great feedback. Of course, this is from people we know already. So,
yes.
But we really do appreciate it so much. And like me personally, Marilyn, as you know, I had a radio show in the past. And I personally like the idea of showing up and not knowing anybody. And it's not about the people who know me. Like a lot of people are saying, oh, I want to listen to your show. And I'm like, well, you know, you probably already know most of what I'm going to say. Not Marilyn, because you don't know her. But I like the idea of showing up and shaking things up and, you know, going. We do have to do a preliminary plan each week. So we have a topic. But I like showing up and not knowing who's out there. How about you?
Yeah, I think it's an experience, right? And the other thing is that the people that do know us, you know, we have changed. We have shifted in so many different ways where we are not the same person that we were before, right? So, yeah, so the, you know, the topics and the things that we're going to talk about are going to be different, right? Than probably, you know, that were spoken before because the energy is different. So, yeah.
Well, you could say that again. Holy shift is all I have to say.
Exactly.
I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know what? We got a really good topic today. And I know so many people, especially my fellow colleagues and light warriors, have been feeling a lot of pressure, a lot of transformation, and a lot of triggers, right?
Yes.
And listen, honestly, we can talk about Facebook triggers. And if you go on Facebook, I don't have a lot of this. I love Facebook because I connect to the right people. But a lot of y'all are looking at stuff probably maybe you shouldn't be looking at, or relatives or people that are pushing your buttons. I mean, because there's all this stuff with vaccinations and politics and the guy who founded Facebook. And, you know, we are not fools enough to even think that we will touch that with a 10-foot pole. We're not gonna. Of course not. But we are going to talk about triggers because it's happening everywhere to everyone, right? On a daily basis sometimes.
Definitely.
Yeah. So do you want to dive into explaining what you think a trigger is, Marilyn? To our audience and people listening to us. Thank you.
Yeah, I will. You know, I consider triggers energies, you know, that words and actions carry that activate, you know, a change in the body and the mind. So sometimes what happens is that we hear something and we experience it in a way where it kind of comes in as almost sometimes a threat or a discomfort. And when you feel that feeling, usually you have a quick response to it because you're on automatic pilot with that, because you've already had certain experiences that rise up to the surface. So, you know, when a person feels threatened, there's always that fight, flight, freeze response. And those responses are intended, automatic, or instinctive responses, sometimes to fear-based beliefs, right? And they aren't always accurate, right? But it's how we perceive it. It's our perception around the trigger, which is the word or the action of another, or even in our own environment. So if that helps, right?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes that's what you're calling like a hair trigger reaction. Sometimes you go, ooh, they just bit off my head, right? Or, ooh, what did I do? Because somebody is so reactionary to something you said, and that may not have been your intention, but you still trigger people, right? And I think there's so many reasons why people get triggered. I mean, I kind of researched this a little bit because I wanted to sound, you know, professional and like I knew what I was talking about. But, you know, I think people feel triggered when they feel excluded. People can feel triggered when they feel powerless or unheard. People can feel triggered when they feel scolded or judged. People can feel triggered when they feel disrespected. I mean, there's really like a bazillion different ways that you can feel triggered, right?
But yeah, and there's a story behind all of it. Yeah, and there's a story behind all of those feelings, right? So, and that's why it's so important to check into our feelings, you know, when we're being triggered or when we feel, you know, our reaction to something that maybe we can, when we step back, we go, wow, I said that? Oh, that was really, I wouldn't have never thought I would have said that. But that's because something triggered you, and it was something that you were feeling around the word or the action, you know, of the other. But it lives inside of you, right? Mm-hmm. So it's just calling your attention, you know? It's the energy that's rising up, you know, that has been waiting, right? To be seen, to be felt, to be acknowledged, to be explored, you know?
Well, and I always, my analogy is always a splinter festering, right? And it's like, that splinter is going to be there. And it's right there on your index finger. And every time you go to use your phone or you type, it's like, here I am, annoying you. I'm so sorry. I apologize. You talk.
Okay, so see, in my practice, you know, I practice to better understand my feelings and what I believe to be true. So I do a lot of checking in to retrieve the story that's behind the feelings. And,
well,
you know,
yeah, because it's trauma. Usually it's trauma, something that is triggered in you. And the other thing is, people don't trigger you. They trigger your trigger, right? They're there for a purpose.
Exactly.
And if I can step back and go, why is this person triggering me? Because I'm not my trigger. I am, whatever is triggering me is the reaction that I'm giving, but I'm not helpless. And as soon as you can realize that they are there for a purpose instead of, you know, an enemy attacking you or, you know, feeling like a caged animal and lashing out, that's where it immediately kind of dissipates a little bit. And that's why I brought up Facebook to begin with, because, you know, everybody's so busy pointing the finger at everybody else and wanting, not even letting people express themselves. They're just waiting for their time to talk, to overtalk them. And so if we can come from a place of receiving and allowing versus reacting and, you know, emotionally vomiting, then that's where our power lies, right? The accountability.
Yeah, but
why am I feeling this way?
Right. It's about checking in, right? We have to check in with ourselves and understand what is it that we are feeding ourselves. Because when we are, let's say, inviting certain energies in, and when I say certain energies, that means that you're out there looking for certain things that don't make you feel good. And sometimes, and I'm not saying, you know, bury your head in the sand or anything like that, but what I'm saying is that try to focus on the good things, right? So that you can co-create great things. But when we're focusing on negativity, and when we're focusing on this one did that and he shouldn't have done that, and, you know, we all have a path that we're here to, you know, to walk. And when, you know, we, there are times when we get caught up in other people's, right? Let's say information that really has nothing to do with us. It's really none of our business. Like sometimes I go, it's none of your business, Marilyn. You don't need to know that. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, just continue to do the work that is necessary for you mm-hmm. and all is well, right? Because that's mm-hmm. important.
Oh, that's one of Don Miguel Ruiz's, you know, four agreements. Take nothing personally, you know. And also, when I think about that, you know, one of my favorite analogies is Dr. Wayne Dyer. I don't know if you remember him, but
yes,
I just really love this analogy. He would say, you know, what happens when you squeeze an orange? What comes out of the orange?
Juice,
Marilyn.
Right?
Yeah. So you can see, girls, we did not rehearse this show, right?
I thought you were going to say it. Okay.
No, yeah. I'm asking you, like, what okay. comes out? And juice, because why? Because that orange is under pressure. And that's what's going to leak out of it. That whatever belongs to that orange comes out of that orange.
That's what lives inside the orange, right? Orange juice.
Exactly. So when somebody does something where you feel unheard or disrespected or ignored, our human ego, and this took me years to get, automatically we're offended, right? Like, mm-hmm. oh my God. But it's not, has nothing to do with us. Whatever came out of that orange is what's inside that orange. That belongs to that orange. If they were disrespectful, that's theirs. If you take it on, that's yours, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. It's boundaries, which is another topic we're going to cover.
Exactly.
But I can tell you, I honestly, when you were talking about not taking stuff on by other people, I can tell you that that has been a huge trigger for me in the last 2 years. But in particular, the last year. And I want to talk, I'm just going to shoot it out there, right? Talking about snarkity bitches. And I want to say snarkity bitches and Velcro gremlins, because the ones that don't want you to speak your truth or don't want you to shine too bright, or, you know, they try and bring you down, or they try and trigger you. There's people who do that. We all have someone in our family that knows how to trigger us or push our button. And I want to say that I put a lot of thought in this, and I've had a lot of heartbreak and growth and healing to understand that when you rise sometimes and shine to the next level, or you grow and evolve, like you said at the beginning of the show, we're not the same people. And hopefully it's because we are getting better and healing things as we're going forward. That's the whole point for me. Otherwise, what's the point? But what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is that I've learned, especially in the mediumship world, there's a lot of insecure people. There's people that are working on their own stuff. It's not all rainbows and light all the time, just like the real world. But when people are afraid of your success, it's really that they're afraid that they're not going to succeed. And when you shine, I think they're afraid you might expose that they're not shining to the ability that they think they should be at that time. That's their judgment, right? So I've had a lot of triggers around feeling either abandoned or people not showing up in the way that I thought that they would, or people just falling away. I've had abandonment issues triggered, especially in the last year. And I want to say triggers repeat themselves, because it's not like you just have one trigger and you go, ta-da, I did it. I figured it out. I took responsibility. I'm done. It's like an exercise, working your bicep. It keeps showing up, right, in different ways.
Yeah, well, they're here. Yeah, the triggers are here to help us to retrieve the story that lives within us, right? That keeps mm-hmm. keeps us from our authentic self. That's my belief, right? My belief is that when we get triggered, like if I trigger someone, I'm okay with that. I may apologize, but I'm okay mm-hmm. with that because I understand that now, because they got triggered, now they can work on something. Just the same way that somebody maybe triggers me, I'm thankful for that trigger because now it gets me in the place of, you know, diving in and trying to figure out why did I feel that way when this person said that to me, or why did I respond mm-hmm. this way when that person said. It's not a judgment on the other person. It's really all about me. It's not about mm-hmm. the other person. The other person I have to thank for the experience yeah. of exposing my story, my trigger, that thing mm-hmm. that has kept me small, that has right. kept me from shining my light. That's how mm-hmm. I look at it. I see mm-hmm. People who, you know, they are my greatest teachers, you know, the people who trigger me. And let me tell you, there are many of them. And I thank them yeah. for it. I thank mm-hmm. them because I know that is the way spirit also gets our attention, right? Because sometimes mm-hmm. there's that story that we need to really take a really good look at and say, okay, does this fit? Is this serving my highest and greatest good? And if it doesn't, then we can say, thank you so much for getting mm-hmm. me this far. And now I set you free. And, you know, we can do a whole, you know, how would I say, prayer around it, or a whole celebration around it, you know, to release mm-hmm. that energy, you know, because we don't just want to just, you know, throw it out as if it was, you know, it did do its a job, you know, it kept mm-hmm. us alive and well all these years, right? So I really am from the belief of, I love it when people trigger me. I'm not always prepared.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I do. But I always know that this is something, oh, okay, now mm-hmm. I gotta go and I have to dive into this and understand mm-hmm. what story lies behind this feeling exactly. that I have. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to dive into that when we come back, because we're going to go to our first break. You guys stay tuned because we're coming right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I just love that commercial, Marilyn, being, as everybody heard me earlier, the homeowner of a mini zoo crew. I have 3 dogs and 3 cats, and all of them are rescues but one. So I love that commercial. All right. So yeah. We were discussing triggers, and yes. I know you have a pooch too. Okay.
Yes.
I did want to clarify, like, I don't believe in competition. When I had my own jewelry shop for many, many years, my artist-owned shop, I always thought good business for everybody was good business for me. And I don't believe anybody can outshine anybody else. So it took me a long time to recognize this as a trigger for me and why it was. You know, sometimes I get really triggered by injustices, right? Because that's just one of my things, or the underdog. Like, I'll always fight for the person that's being picked on, right? I don't know. I was pretty lucky as a kid. I didn't have a lot of bullying, even though I had a lot of issues with dyslexia and stuff. I was pretty lucky. Today's world's a lot different. But anyway, back to triggers. I just wanted to clarify that because I was talking about other people. And I think it's easy. The point of what I was saying around that is that it's easy. You know, think about triggers. And like our graphic for our social media was shooting the triggers with our finger instead of a gun. But that makes it very like victim and, you know, somebody attacking you, right? Which it is, that's how it feels emotionally, but it's really not a trigger from somebody else. It's a trigger within yourself. It always starts within ourselves, is my point. Just like the orange, right? Just like the orange.
Exactly.
What comes out of the orange belongs to the orange. So I don't know if you'll be proud of me or not, because these are just totally on the fly. But, you know, today is the 13th, and that 4 is my favorite number. 1 and 3 is 4. It's a number of the divine feminine and transformation. And I came up with the 4 things that you can do to take more responsibility with your triggers. And they all start with R. You want to hear them?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Okay, so the first one is recognize, right? Just open your eyes and recognize, I'm flipping triggered, right?
Right.
That's the number one thing, because if you can't start where you are, you're never going to get where you need to go, right? So you recognize, I've been triggered. And then you try and remember, what is being triggered here? What does this feeling feel like to me right now, right? And you can totally be triggered and walk away and dive into these questions later. Exactly. I'm not saying you have to do it in the heat of the moment, but okay. And then the third one is responsibility, right? What do I need to do? What do I need to look at? What accountability do I need to take to shift this for me? And then the fourth one is release for peace, right? Once you've taken responsibility and you've transformed it, then you release it and send it on its way, like that splinter festering. You don't want it to keep festering. You want to let it go and know that you have reached that plateau of the next step, right? So that was my little, isn't that good? I was kind of proud of myself.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. It is very good.
And it may happen many, many times. And you may need to go, I'm seeing blood red right now. I love you, but I don't like you at this moment. So I'm going to leave and gather my little inner child and my wounded self and come to myself and figure it out instead of confronting you, right?
Because that
helps a lot.
Yeah, it's important to become your own detective, right? And it requires your determination to pay close attention to how you're feeling, right? And a deep desire to see the experience and to see and experience things, right, from a higher perspective. I believe that's really important, right? Because this is the process that helps us to shift our life towards our soul's desire. So I think that's really important, right? Because we have to, it's all the stepping stones, right? It's creating it in a way where you're able to be comfortable, right? In your discomfort, because you have to sit with the uncomfortable or uncomfortability, right? Of what you're feeling. But
you
if you're
to
able
have the icky stuff.
Yes.
You have to acknowledge it.
Yeah, and if you can sit with that discomfort, right, long enough, you'll be able to discover and identify the energy that is no longer necessary or serving, you know, or not serving your highest and greatest good. So those are things that, beautiful, right? Because it's important. Sometimes it's difficult for, you know, for most of us, right? It's difficult to allow discomfort, right? But it's important for us to do that. Because being feeling the discomfort leads us to the story, you know, that's behind this discomfort. Yeah.
Yeah. And if we're eating the bag of cookies or buying online or drinking too much wine or whatever everybody's got, you know, that's all avoidance. That's all numbing yourself from feeling the feels, right?
Right.
And we all do it.
Because it's easier, right, to have those potato chips. It's easier to have that ice cream. It's easier to have those cookies. It's just easier than to sit knowing that, my goodness, this is so uncomfortable. I can't, you know, this is just too much. And so you run towards that. Instead, like when I would feel, you know, uncomfortable or, you know, triggered by something, I would definitely reach for the potato chips. And I would go, and then I got to the place where I said, when I was buying the potato chips, I would go, oh, wait a minute, why are you getting those potato chips? What's going on? Come on, girl, what's happening? What's happening? So I would be in the grocery store and, you know, doing the detective work of, you wanting these chips for what? Now, if I open that family bag of chips and eat the whole thing, I know there's stuff here. So we got to dive in.
And there's no answer.
Yeah.
There's no answer at the bottom of the bag.
No.
When the chips run out. No. It's like, then you feel crap because you ate the whole bag. And there's there's no Cracker Jack prize in there with the answer.
But if we're able to sit, right, if we're able to sit with our stuff, with our emotions, right, with the discomfort of them, right, then we're able to get to the place of where it is that we stored those emotions, right?
And not going to drown you. They're not going to overcome you.
Yeah. And what happens is that the beauty of this is that in those emotions are the hidden keys that unlock our treasures, you know, the stuff that we really came here to do and to be and to experience. And so it's about being able to, you know, to just make room, you know, for the unraveling, the shedding, the deactivating, the recalibrating of the story. Yeah, man.
Well, listen, I know I shared this last week, but I'm going to share it again, because when I first met Marilyn, it was in a Zoom room and we were partnered together to work together, never talked to each other before. And she I don't know who that was. Do you think that was God, Marilyn? I don't know if anybody heard it but you and me. Okay, we just heard stop. Well, what I was saying is, when I first met you, we were working together. I don't even remember what it was, but I can tell you, just like you said, we're not the same people. Because if I had met you 4 years ago in that room, I would have been like, I don't like her. She's a little pushy. I don't know why she was, you know, picking on me or whatever. But I had the wherewithal and the soul growth to know that you had like drilled right in and seen something I needed to work on, which I'm so grateful for. And I was like, I see this is a trigger, and I really like this lady, even though she's like laser beaming me, right? So that's like a really, you know, that's, I don't even remember what it was, but I remember you have helped me shift a lot of stuff, I will say.
Yeah, and to think about that, right? When you think about it, it was interesting for me on my end, because I never respond speak the way that I was speaking. So, but this was more so channeled and so of spirit that it was like, I couldn't even contain what I was saying. And I can't even remember to tell you the truth, but I knew but I knew that there was a certain way that I needed to be able to access, right? To get through to you, to speak in a certain way so that you can, you know, just be in that space of, oh my goodness, she knows, she knows.
Recognizing, step one of the four R's, recognizing that was a trigger. And I said, you know, you're annoying the F out of me. And you just laughed. And I was
and
like,
I did.
I need it. You did laugh because it was funny, but it was true. And it was so great. And that's when I fell in love with you, Marilyn.
Yeah. But, I know. It was so beautiful, right?
Yes. Yes. It's like I always call us split aparts and you call us soul sisters. So I call us the split apart soul sisters.
There you go. right? Yeah.
Yeah. But I do want to mention one thing about Libra and Libra season, because we are in, this is your sign, right? You're a Libra.
Yes.
This is relationships and balance and ending and beginning relationship contracts. So this is a really big time this month in particular to be talking about triggers, because most of our triggers show up with the people and relationships in our life, right?
Yes.
And and Libra's all about balance. And when you diffuse that trigger and you acknowledge it, you get that balance back.
Yeah, and it feels so good.
Yes. It doesn't feel constricted. It feels open, and that's the difference in your body, right?
Yeah, and right, and what we have to do. I mean, it really is not easy work. I have to say that it's not easy work, but it's so doable. And you know, once you start to do it with a certain rhythm, your own rhythm, right? Of how you allow yourself to feel, and then to work on it, on what it is that you're feeling, and then you get to the story and all of that. The more you do this work, the easier it becomes, because I've been doing this for so long now that it's almost like immediate for me. You know, it's immediate. Uh-huh. I immediately know, this person triggered me. Yeah, this person just triggered me. What was that? And let me tell you, the stories that then come up are stories that I just go like this. What? Oh, my goodness. You know, I thought that was like, you know, not even current or an energy that was living in me. Right. And so it's important, because these are energies, right? And I consider them cellular memories, right? So they're energies that live in the body, and they create dis-ease in the body. Mm-hmm. And that's why we have the reactions that we have as well, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we don't pay attention to these things, and we're just, you know, just, how would I say, just being, the same person without trying to change anything, but not being happy, right, in life, really just pointing the finger at everybody else. And instead of saying, hold on, what part do I play here? Because I have a big role here, because I always have choice.
Right.
I always have choice.
That's our one superpower as a human, is our ability to choose how we behave, how we choose to react and behave to what is presented to us.
Yeah, we always have choice. And that's so important to remember, because most of the time I hear people going, oh, but I didn't have a choice there. No, we always have choice. We may not have liked the choices, but we always have choice.
And also when you were younger, I mean, say your triggers from when you were 4 or 5, you may not have had a choice as a 4-year-old child to not shut up, right? Or whatever it was. So
it does
trigger things where you may have felt powerless in reality when you were little, that you are no longer powerless now.
But you're holding that energy of being powerless.
Exactly.
Because of that experience, and that's that's what you want to go back into, to dive in there and to get that little girl,
take your power,
right? Or
back.
Little boy. Yeah, the little boy or the little girl who has had, you know, trauma in her life, and to be able to hold her and to be able to say, it's okay. We're gonna, you know, now we've got this. You know, and we have the power.
Right.
We stand in our power. It's reclaiming your power, because we can always reclaim our power. I go like this and I say, I'm taking a seat at the table, right? Mm-hmm. I'm taking a seat at the table. I am claiming my seat at the table, and I am readjusting my crown as I need to. Right?
There
throughout
you go.
My
Rise,
life.
Queen.
Right?
Rise, queen.
Because we all have a crown. We really all do. And it's a matter of remembering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's remembering. Yeah.
You got me on my princess quote. Who the hell wants to be the princess? She gets, you know, thrown in the tower, poisoned, you know, the queen has all the power. So you rise up and you be the queen. There's only one queen, right?
Yeah, we all are,
the crown.
Yeah, yep. We all and have that power. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, again, Saturn just turned direct, and it has been in retrograde since May, and that is all about karmic lessons. It's the laser beam of our karmic lives, and now that it's going direct, it is exactly what we are talking about, taking our power back. You know, mm-hmm. having certainty, the gumption, the fire in your belly, knowing that you know, all those lessons you've learned in the last 6 months, now you can really put them into motion and empower yourself.
Yeah.
So it's exciting times, I gotta say.
It is. Boy, it definitely is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah. And we always have to remember. I want to also mm-hmm. make this statement because I think it's important that we always remember, right, to be gentle, kind, loving, and compassionate to ourselves, mm-hmm. right? Because this yes. is so important. And there is no room nor need for judgment of self or others. We just have to love ourselves. And that mm-hmm. sometimes is difficult, right? Sometimes that's a difficult thing. I've gotten to a place where I love me. I love me, where I know mm-hmm. that there were times in my life where I didn't feel that way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it's important.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think it's important to be able to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I love me.
I love
the person that I am, right? And I
yes.
love the power. And I understand mm-hmm. that we are all limitless. We are all mm-hmm. limitless, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just...
That's
just
one of my favorite words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just... Arms wide open, embracing our process. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yep.
Arms wide open, embracing our process.
That's right. And staying open. And you know what? It takes a damn brave heart to keep open in a world we live in today. And that's where we spread our light and we vibrate higher. And we have to go to another commercial because time is flying by, Marilyn.
Wow.
Isn't that
okay.
amazing?
Yeah.
So, I guess we're going to come back and Marilyn's going to take the lead. All right? You ready?
All right. Okay.
Sounds good. We'll be right back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcomed to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
So welcome back to Shooting the Shift. I'm Elizabeth Lindsay and my beautiful friend Marilyn. I will not say your last name because I don't say it right. So you say it.
Marilyn Maldonado.
Maldonado. And say the sexy word for me, please.
Curandera.
She's a curandera. See, I sound like
you got it. You got it. No, it's okay. It's beautiful.
Okay, so you were supposed to take the lead, ringleader. I don't even know where that came from out of my mouth. But I did want to say, I know, because we're so funny on our commercial break, we can hear each other. And we're just giving each other little pep talks. You go. No, you go. We're doing good, you know. Yeah, that's when you know a sister's got your back. And we need to do just on sisters that got your back. Because when they don't have your back, there's a problem. And they should be looking at your back because you're walking away to your tribe that supports you. But that's a whole different topic. I just wanted to say one thing, you know, when somebody judges your journey, that is their journey, not yours. And that took me a long time to get, right? Mm-hmm. And that really helps a lot with triggers. So, yeah.
Yeah, now it's important, right?
To say, Marilyn.
No, yeah, you ahead. Did not. I think it's important, right? Because if we focus on the judgment of someone, you know, someone judging us, then we are not living our life, right, fully, because we are going to be living the expectation of another, right? So it's important for us to always be, it's important to be you all the time. It's just an important thing. You don't really want to change who you are to fit in, because then you're not being your authentic self. And then one day you wake up and you say, who am I? You know? And what have I been doing? Yeah. So it's important to be able to, you know, to be who you came here to be, and to, you don't have to, you shift the things that need to be shifting in your life because you're learning and you're growing and you're expanding, but you're not changing the core of who you are.
Because you're remembering.
Yes, it's your light. It's your light that surfaces, right? When you stay, connected to who you came here to be, right?
Yeah. And it always takes a lot of bravery to do that. If you have not been shown the way, it's not something that we're making light of by any means.
No, it's not. It's not. I have to say that I've been, practicing this for so many years, and it's only recently, right, in the past year, where I have felt that this is now an automatic response, right? And that's what we want. We want that to be the automatic response, you know. Not, we don't want the old way of being triggered to be the automatic response, right? To have that automatic reaction of, you know, crazy, right, or whatever comes out of the person, right? Or so being reactive without being proactive, right? So it's so important for us to recognize that, you know, it does take time. I would never say to somebody, oh, you know, I'm going to give you these steps and tomorrow you're going to be 100%. You're going to, you're going to get this. It doesn't work like that. The other thing
is formula.
Work. And it doesn't work. And I've had, you know, clients who say, I just want to fix this. Oh, I just heard stop. Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
that's
it.
So interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it's God again. Who knows? I don't know. Goddess. Wow. I have no idea.
All right. Okay.
Well, my big light bulb moment is check in, don't check out. Always.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I wrote down. Check in, don't check out. It's
exactly.
Out.
Yes. Yep. And that's a beautiful, you know, how would I say, even mantra,
motto.
Maybe even if you want to hold on to, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's important, you know?
Mantra. Yes. Well, you know, this is only our second show, people. And on my first radio show, I had a chat where people could chat. So it's a little like I forget that we're talking to an audience and that there's people that can't talk back to us. But it's not my intention to interrupt my soul sister, Marilyn. We just get passionate. We overtalk each other because we're just channeling stuff and it just comes out. So
yeah.
So check in, don't check out is my new mantra. I'm putting it on a post-it where I can see it and look at it. I think the analogy they just showed me is like a book of matches. You came from a family with a book of matches, and each match in that book is one of your relatives, and you're right there in the middle. And, you know, you set that book of matches on fire, the whole thing goes on fire. One match will set the whole thing on fire. But when you pull the match out and you step back and you go, no, I'm not a burn victim. I'm not going to react this way. This is what I learned in my family, but this isn't really where I want to be. That's really scary. It's hard to do. And when we do that, that's when we remove all of that stuff to come back to who we really are. And that's basically what everybody's doing, you know, that's waking up, right? Where am I versus what I learned and took on?
Yeah. Acknowledging the feeling and staying with it, you know, to see if the feeling really matches what you are seeing, right? Or experiencing. Because sometimes, you know, what we see, right, it may feel very different to us, right? We all have had different experiences in our lives, right? And so there are going to be different triggers. So, you know, it's important, it's not what you see, but what you feel that matters most.
Yes, right? I think that's really true. Every time you check in with your body, because I know when things aren't right in my body, I learned my yes and no a long time ago. But, you know, my yes is always open and expansive and light. Mm-hmm. And my no is always constricted and tighter in my solar plex area, my chest area. And, you know, we are so disconnected from our bodies and so disconnected from checking in versus looking outside for everything else. Right.
Right. Well, we've been taught
really
that, right?
It's a really big topic.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, it's a collective, you know, understanding, right? That we look out, you know, for the answers. But in reality, what we need to do is look within, because the answers live within us. And boy, do we have such wisdom within us that if we were to trust ourselves, because I know that, you know, when we were younger, we used to trust ourselves more. And then as we grew older, you know, there was less trusting of the self, right? And and I think that that's an important thing, you know, even as parents, to teach, you know, our children, you know, to trust themselves, to trust their instincts, to trust that feeling, you know, that maybe has no explanation, right? Sometimes it doesn't have an explanation. We don't have to explain it. We just have to understand that if it doesn't feel good, back up. And if it feels good, move forward. You know what I mean?
Right.
And if we
do
can learn that, there you go. And if we can do that, that's the beautiful dance of life, right? Mm-hmm. I love that, right? I love that, because I know that's my inner knowing, you know, connecting with me and giving me the information that I need. So we always have the answers within us. It's trusting ourselves. And that's the big one. And I always say that's a big one, capital letters, trust, because, you know, most people have difficulty trusting themselves because of past experiences in life. But it doesn't mean that we can't go back to trusting.
Absolutely. Or they were shut down. Or,
yes,
you know, don't be different. Or, you know, don't step out of line and be different. I mean, how many spiritually awakening people, people that are trying to betterize their lives for their own spirit and their own hearts, not to betterize, you know, betterize isn't the right word. But you get my gist. You know, it's just that we're all really wonky, and we are all freaks in flesh suits, and we all are weird and strange, and we are all different people, and we all react to things differently. But the biggest thing we all have in common is our brave hearts and going to our re-remembering of our soul self. And we're not trained to do that in this life. That's becoming more and more available to people now, which is wonderful. I have great hope for the world. And I have to say, each and every of those people that have that triggered me, people I don't even talk to anymore, they all gave me a gift. And I couldn't look at it maybe that way in the past, but now I can, because truly, you know, what it may not have been what my ego wanted, but it was what my soul craved. And it got me to that next level to discover more about myself, my true self. And we all need ego. Trust me, I need my red hair and I need to have my ego to show up and do a radio show, right? But, you know, we all have the ego that serves us and the ego that does not serve us. And when we learn to listen to more and more of that inner part of us that is less ego, that's, I feel very strongly, the acceptance word, right? Trust and acceptance are kind of close, you know, relatives there.
Yes, yes.
But that's where the trigger is no longer a trigger, because if you accept things the way they were, that you couldn't do it any different, when you know better, you do better. We've heard that, you know, then you release that trigger, at least in that moment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Marilyn, we have almost gotten through our entire show, and you know, we are supposed to at least tell people where they can find us. So I'm going to tell people they can find me at angelwithanedge.com or Elizabeth Lindsay with an A, Lindsay with an A, .com, or on Facebook. I still like Facebook. You can find me on the Blue Streak, Elizabeth Lindsay with an A. Marilyn, how can people find you?
My website, universalsacredmedicine.com, and I do have a page on Facebook called Sacred Medicine. And that's it.
And can we talk about our little heads floating in space for a moment?
Sure.
It makes me laugh. Okay. So Om Times did this loving logo for us, our banner, which it just cracks me up every time I see it. Because when we decided to do a radio show, we like kind of did everything a little backwards. We didn't plan on doing a radio show, did we, Marilyn?
Nope.
It just kind of came. Are you drawing? I can hear your marker.
I am. I'm sorry.
I can hear you swirling and twirling. I know, because you're gonna lead us out with one of your amazing prayers. But when we decided all this, it kind of all came together. And I have to say, we kind of got down to the wire and we were trying to do a lot of things at the very last minute. And you and I were both triggered. We were both triggered by it was pressure on myself to do the right thing and show up and feeling like I, you know, my perfectionist came out. Like, I want to make sure everything's okay. And you were triggered in your own ways, so you can speak for yourself. But yeah. I just felt like so grateful because it was you. And it was, I think, magical that we got through it the way we did and the way we treated each other and the way we pulled it all together. And I think it's because we've both been working on our triggers for a while and we could see where we were triggered and pull back our energy, right? Because
yes,
our
friendship
was more important than anything else.
Yes,
and I'm
exactly
grateful for that. Yes.
Yeah,
so that's
for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. So if anybody wants to reach out to us for readings or just feedback on our show, we will be taking calls at some point in the future. We plan on doing that. And we are really grateful to be here on Om Times. And we really do appreciate you listening to us and your feedback, because that's why we're here. We really ultimately want to help and serve and grow and thrive within ourselves and our community. And that's the whole point of us coming together and shifting the consciousness. So, Miss Marilyn, would you like to help us shift our way out of this show, darling?
Yes, yes. And so I'm going to say a prayer that I actually wrote this morning. And I am going to use the word I, but really it's for the collective, okay?
Beautiful.
So. Beautiful, beautiful ones. In this space, time, and dimension, I reactivate the power of safety and protection as I surrender the overactivated energetic frequencies of flight, fight or freeze of the spoken and unspoken word. I activate all my senses to the level of clarity of all true understandings around the energy of what is truly going on in each given moment. I surrender confusion, overreaction, twisted cues, misunderstandings that have led to a collection of entangled feelings, reactions, and beliefs. I accept my humanness and honor, love, and respect myself. Blessings, love, and light to all. Thank you all for being here and giving us this beautiful platform.
Yes, that's so beautiful, Marilyn. And I can't wait until we get into doing more of the magical juju that you do and that I do and people getting to know us. It's going to be quite a journey. I'm really grateful that you're my co-pilot.
And I'm so grateful as well.
Yay.
So thank you all, right? Beautiful.
Yeah, and you guys, be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself. And remember, check in. Don't check out. You've got the power. You got the goods.
Yes.
Right? Anything
you've
else?
Always
you
had them.
Talk?
Yeah, yeah, you've always
just
had
like
them.
Dorothy,
right?
You know, that's a sign for me, darling, because my mama, she always shows up with Wizard of Oz.
You've always had
the power, darling.
Always, always.
All right. Peace and blessings.
Okay, blessings, love, and light to all.